and welcome to A Podcast for Everyone, a show.
Yeah, boy, we are a show.
My name is Charlie. A show with no intro. I did do an intro.
You have, yeah.
Twice in a row. But then this is the
probably
second time
times
in, a row.
In a row. So it should be said that this is not the first time we've recorded this episode.
No, I'm here, Charlie, and also Carlisle's here.
It's me, Carlisle.
So I jump in to tell the story because it's my fault.
Yeah, you tell the story.
Okay, so we recorded this episode and it was great. It was probably the best episode we've ever done.
It was literally the best episode of any podcast ever recorded.
I would just
ever
not
by
even
anyone.
Say any podcast, like any
just
piece of
any
media.
Content.
Yeah.
Yeah, better than any TV show or film
or song.
Infinity War had nothing
or
on
story.
This
story.
Better than any busted song.
And we had the lovely Chris on it from the Who's David episode last week, and then some guy who will remain nameless, but his
Can
name begins
believe
with a C.
That somebody broke into Charlie's house and made it so that he didn't save his files.
Look, so I recorded the whole episode and it was fine. And then I don't know how I did this, to be honest with you, but then I just closed down Audacity and I didn't export the file. And it was like, do you want to save it? And I was like, I've exported it. I don't need
who
to save it.
To say, who needs to save their work? What am I?
Well, I do that every time.
I know I nail it every time. I don't need to save shit.
I'm like, I exported it, so I don't need to save it, because if I need to open it up again, I can just open up the exported file. It's fine. And then I'm like, no, you can't do that when there's nothing there.
Yeah. So we're retreading a lot of ground this time.
Yeah.
Because we've done this.
So the score
we've
has already
done,
done
the ranking. Yeah. We'll talk you through it when we get to the end. But we know where it's ranking.
Carlisle,
already.
I've just thought of an issue with our ranking system as a whole.
Okay.
So we do this at the end of the episode, like a big like surprise thing. Uh-huh. But if they click on it, like if a person went onto our Twitter, clicked on the thing, wouldn't it just have everyone we've done, including ones that we haven't released episodes for?
That
yet?
Would. But what you're forgetting is, nobody does that.
Oh, of course.
Nobody looks at the list. So
if
that's
you do,
not an issue.
You're really spoiling it, but spoiler alert, there's a new bottom song, which is a very funny joke, which you'll find out next week.
I forgot that we did that.
Yeah, me too. Good times.
Yeah, so we're talking about She Wants to Be Me this episode. And Charlie, do you want to say what this song is about?
Yeah, so you know like when you're dating someone?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And that's what this song's about.
I was just waiting for you to respond. So you know like when you're dating someone and then you just realize that they're trying to just steal your identity and become you and do things that only you can do, like
literally
buy a red guitar.
This is one of the strangest busted songs that there is. It's truly strange.
It's
truly
good,
a banger
though.
As well. It's a lot of fun to listen to. It was written by, I think, all three members of Busted, but also The Matrix.
The Matrix.
The Matrix, who are just part of this record for some reason.
Who are
a group called...
A group.
Literally just called The Matrix.
Made up of Graham Edwards, boring name.
Boring
Scott
name,
Spock.
Name. Very good name.
Thank you.
Top of the list.
Of and
names.
Lauren Christie.
Fairly average name, but I'm not going to dog it.
So it's better than Graham Edwards, though.
It's better than Graham Edwards. Fuck off out of here, Graham Edwards.
Also, if you I'm click sure on any nice of their guy. Wikipedia pages, it takes them to the same page.
Nice.
Which is just about the Matrix production team. So that's fun.
But, you know, they've done a good work. It sounds good, the song. It's a well-produced song.
It's a real good song.
we'll talk you through the lyrics. It starts on a big... big, you know, big, noisy, nice, rocky guitar lead in a major key. You know, it hits you with a lot of energy straight out the gate, and it makes you feel like this is going to be, you know, it feels like a busted song out the gate, but it's even stranger, you will realize in a bit. First, Matt starts singing.
He's doing like a really like strained, like on edge voice. He sounds real good.
It's real good for the part, because as we'll find out, he is on edge.
He is on edge.
He's having the most stressful time of his life.
Of anyone's and life. Probably.
Of anyone's life. This is the episode where everything about this episode of this song one-ups everything else that's ever happened.
Yeah. Carlisle, you're the most attractive person that's ever lived, ever.
Thanks, man.
That's all right.
And you know what? I don't know how that could be possible, because you're the most attractive person that's ever...
Well, I meant you're the most attractive on the inside, obviously.
You piece of shit. This song, it's hard to say as well that this is the most stressful thing that's happened to Busted, because of course in our narrative,
oh yes, we should do a narrative recap.
They've been through some things.
Yeah, so narrative recap. They crashed the wedding by driving a Mad Max style car through the wedding, murdering lots of people, then kidnapping Miss McKenzie, who was getting married to, what was his name? Something Dick
Kevin Dickmunge.
Kevin Dickmunge. And then, so that was for the song Crash the Wedding. And for Who's David? So then they took her back to their underground lair and just berated her about, like, Who's David? Why are you sleeping around the town? And she was like, no, I'm just getting married. That's my husband. Even though her husband's name is Kevin Dickmunge, which we
Kevin
just
Dickmunge,
said.
Yeah. Well, her, well, they say in the song that David is someone who lives next door, so it's very plausible. It's just a very reasonable conversation she was having with David from next door about, like,
the
noise
weather
or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but carrying on now, it's implied in this song, I think, that she's broken free. We'll get to why later, but just a lot of things are happening mentally for Miss McKenzie, Sarah McKenzie, and the three-headed bastard boy. And Matt kicks things off. He says, at first I told myself, I need my head inspected. I noticed little things, same t-shirt and sunglasses.
I hope that he was just wearing like a white t-shirt. And yeah. He was like, oh, you're wearing the same thing as me. You're wearing this thing that probably every person owns. Yeah. Oh no.
So they're talking about their girlfriend, who becomes, which we've decided is Sarah McKenzie. Which, you know, it's kind of a claim calling them a girlfriend. They haven't called her the girlfriend so far in this song, but they do in the chorus.
Should we do our favorite segment from the show, which is Read the Genius?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So for the first two lines, the first time I've having my head inspected, Skip is bae, but he thought he was going mad. Some
thank
great,
you.
Great analysis thank you, there. Thank you, Skip.
I wouldn't have got that without your help.
And then for the I noticed little things, same t-shirt and sunglasses. She started copying him by wearing the same clothes. So
and
now,
then
now
they
I'm
just
glad
haven't
that we know what
else
he's saying. I'm really glad.
They were like the rest of the song was too hard for me.
No, they do come back for the bridge.
They do for a bit, but it's just a bizarre lack of any annotations after those two. You have to scroll for a while. Do you want to say what happens after that?
Yeah, so same t-shirt and sunglasses. Then it got weirder, see? She cut her hair like me. She bought a red guitar. Kept driving around in my car. So she's stolen their vehicle.
Mm. And as everyone knows, Busted have a trademark on red guitars.
Yep.
No one else is allowed to use one.
And that weird legally haircut that James had where it was like messy and long, but like the top was blonde and the bottom was brown. How do you even do that, James?
Especially this era of Busted. You can't say that anyone's cut your hair like you because you change your hair every fucking 6 seconds, Busted. I've seen the interviews. I know what you were like. I had your posters and shit. You never had the same hair. Even like just every different music video has a different hair in it.
It was like, you know when you go, they go somewhere and they sit for like a whole day and do different interviews. They just still had a different haircut in every one of those.
Yeah. Bizarre. But yeah, so she bought a red guitar, has stolen their vehicle, so she's gotten out of the basement. She's alive, she's kicking.
She's gone a bit crazy.
She's gone a bit crazy.
Look, I mean, it's understandable.
So the obvious place to go with our narrative here is that she's, having been kidnapped and interrogated by them, Stockholm Syndrome has set in.
Yes, and now she just thinks that she is a three-headed busted boy.
To an extreme level where she just desperately wants to be them. That's how in love she is with her. How much they've broken Miss McKenzie.
You start off how much in love they've broken. But really, what's the difference? Am I right?
Charlie is a girlfriend.
Yeah. We're very happy.
I'm kissing her and she. So I think it changes to James Slingin now.
I think so. Slingin. Yeah. It's not Charlie yet. He doesn't waste his time on this shit.
I mean, he will in a second, but
not yet.
I'm kissing her and she slams me against the wall.
It's actually and she.
Yeah,
thank you
I'm
very much.
I'm kissing her and she slams me against the wall. Yeah, she crashed into a bus chasing some supermodel.
So I think what we've gathered from this is that the three-headed busted boy is very abusive.
Yeah, because this is her emulating the things that they do, which suggests that they're constantly slamming her into the fucking wall. And in our narrative, that makes sense.
Yes, but in
Busted
real life...
Busted didn't write this with our narrative in mind.
Well, you never know.
We never know. They might have thought, and also, hey, in a bizarre amount of years after we think we've broken up forever, these guys might make a podcast weaving all of our songs into some narrative that we will sort of acknowledge exists, but not interact with in any way, despite the fact that we're planning for it now.
And then also it implies that Buster just on a regular basis crash into buses and just like harass supermodels.
Supermodels. How, what, is the supermodel on the bus? Why is the supermodel taking the bus?
What I imagine is that, so the supermodel was driving and then they start chasing.
driving a bus.
No, just driving like a normal car.
Uh-huh.
And they're chasing. And then the supermodel realizes like, oh my God, it's that three-headed monster again. So she starts like driving faster and like weaving in and out of traffic, and then a bus will just be there along the road some point, and then she'll do like a last minute turn as the bus changes lanes, and then smack.
Very good.
Very cinematic.
Another option is just that she's the supermodel that is the advert on the side of the bus, and at this point Miss McKenzie's brain is so broken that she thinks, yeah, the guy's like supermodels, and she just crashes into the fucking bus to get close to the picture of the supermodel.
Yeah, let's go for that one. That one's much better.
I think they're all very good. Let's do one of our classic A Podcast for Everyone polls, which we will forget to do, because I think every episode I suggest that there should be a poll.
You are now, you have just become in charge of the Twitter. So it's on you now.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm sure I'll do it. If I don't do it, I'm sure that Rory Spence will message me on Facebook and Twitter saying, give me the poll. I think the last time we did that is what's funnier, shit or cum? And it was like, I need this poll because I've forgotten to do it.
I've got opinions that need to be known.
Let's check in on that, because I don't think I said what the results were. Or maybe we did say it. I'm pretty sure cum won, but someone did actually vote poo, which I find just amazing. I mean, who thinks that poo is funnier than cum in that scenario?
In the modern day.
The scenario we're talking about is messing their pants when they fly over France.
In 2019, who genuinely finds poo funnier than cum?
I know, it's just no one. It's not. It can't be true. If you're the person, get in touch. We want to email you.
We want to email you and ask why. We want to have you on the show and just talk about the comedy value of poo versus the comedy value of cum and why you're wrong.
The first bonus episode to have absolutely nothing to do with Busted. What's funnier, Busted coming over France or Busted pooing over France? 86% of votes went to coming over France, but there was a 14% of votes that went to pooing over France.
Wow.
And that's out of 7 votes, so I think that does equate to about 1 person.
Yeah. 7 whole votes. We're taking 7 over the votes, world. Yeah.
If you want to get involved in these very important polls we do, follow us at Pod for Everyone on Twitter. Anyway, what did we get to with the song?
Do you want me to do the second half of the verse?
Yeah, go for it.
So, she's analysed my smile. She's memorized my phone book. She always wears my clothes. Her favorite words are... In the song, it just goes, her favorite words are, woo! But on this lyrics website, it says, her favorite words are, F-U-U. So it's supposed to be like her favorite words are, fuck you. But it doesn't say that. It goes, her favorite words are, woo!
Which, why are your favorite words, fuck you, Busted?
Like he's abusive. He's slamming her up against the wall like fuck you.
That's one thing we've commented about as well. So one of your favourite things about this album is they'll do that fairly often.
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Where they'll just censor words for no reason. But I don't like it in this song.
No, it's not that they
censor words. And there's a lot of it in this song.
It's that they censor words with sounds.
Yeah, okay.
So they don't
but
just
the problem
go like...
with it in this is you have no idea what they've censored or why. It just her favorite words are woohoo. I always thought I never thought that was actually censoring anything when I was a kid. It just seemed like a plausible thing that
it's
like,
a Sims
you know,
reference.
My favorite words are woohoo, and her favorite words are woohoo now.
It's a Sims reference.
Yeah. Yeah, because when they fuck in
when
the
they
Sims.
When they fuck in the Sims, it says woohoo. That's what they were referring to, yeah. Busted Love Sims. It's a well-known
Busted
fact.
Busted Love
us.
Sims. Busted Love Fucking. Yeah. Put them together.
If there's two things everyone knows about Busted, it's that they love fucking and that they love The Sims.
You know that line in Britney where it says, "I'll make you woohoo." I'm doing the "I'll make you a woman" thing, but I was gonna set it up more so that made sense. But
I'll
I couldn't
make
remember
you
the line.
A woohoo.
I couldn't remember the line that comes before that to set it up.
No,
more.
Neither can I. Can we just talk about also? So she's always
as we've told you. This is the second time we're recording this. This is probably gonna have a lot of tangents because
yeah.
we've done this already.
So she always wears my clothes. I feel like that's quite a normal like relationship thing.
Yeah.
Where like your girlfriend just be like, "Can I borrow your jumper?" And you go, "No, fuck
well,
you,
that's
it's cold."
Normal. But I think they're implying more entire outfits, which is kind of strange.
Wow. What are you trying to say, Carlisle?
Well, clearly you've taken offense to it. I guess what I'm trying to say is you're some sort of fucking freak.
No, nah, fair. Very true. And she's memorized my phone
she's
book.
Memorized
you don't have a phone book, Buster. You don't have anyone to call. No, you just murdered.
Jesus.
You just murdered a bunch of people. No one wants you to talk to them.
But so yeah, you're off the fucking grid. You do not have a phone on you. They track that shit.
You took out the SIM card and smashed it up. You don't need the phone book anymore.
If you're confused as to what we're talking about,
like,
listen to our Crash the Wedding episode.
I feel like their phone book would just be like therapist number one, therapist number two.
Ex-therapist, yeah. Ex-therapist,
no, they
ex-therapist.
They have one for each head. It's very awkward. They have to do it all at the same time.
Well, so it's not very confidential, is it?
She's analysed my smile. That's just a weird way of phrasing
it. It's such
that.
A really odd thing to say. Yeah, because to what end? To impersonate it, most likely, but maybe there's more. Maybe there's like a photo recognition system or something.
Maybe to get out of the basement, you have to.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
You have to have like a smile recognition.
That's why she got. So it was a combination of Stockholm Syndrome and to get past biometric security systems, which apparently Busted have in there. Sex/torture dungeon.
In the 2003 dungeon.
They had those things in 2003.
Did they? I don't remember. I was a child. I'm not old like you, Carlisle.
It wasn't the Stone Age back then.
It's funny because we're the same age.
It is.
I think I'm actually older than you.
I think you are by a tad.
Yes.
But not a remarkable amount.
When's your birthday, Carlisle?
Okay, well, my mother's maiden name is... my first pet's name and my date of birth. I was born in 1997, audience. I'll tell you that much.
I was born in 1996.
Nice. Cool. Anyway, so her favourite words
are
fucking
out. I don't
know
why I did that. I purposely went, "I'm going to do a loud sip." I don't know why. Anyway.
It get added to the tension.
That's good. Should we talk about the bridge?
Nah.
Okay, yeah, on to the chorus.
Take it to the bridge, dirty babe. Okay, bridge is there's a music of the year.
It was the big slurp.
Yeah, I imagine it doesn't come without consequence. Big slurps. Oh god, it's been 20 minutes.
Hey, this is going
it's
pretty
really,
well.
It's really late when we're recording this as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I've just recorded like two other podcasts today. Like literally like 20 minutes before we started this. My voice is dead. I'm real tired. This is the best episode we've ever
this
done.
Just yeah, operating on not a lot.
Trying to remember what we said the first time, but also trying to not say exactly the same thing as the first time.
Yeah. Okay, the bridge. All the boys are singing. Now it's not just Matt or James. It's all of them. They're all doing it. And they're saying this. She looks like, does like, sounds like me. She's stealing my identity. Wow.
And
that's
I'm
a
begging.
Hefty claim.
I love how in, like, Busted's world, stealing your identity doesn't need... Like, she's like, I'm not trying to get into your bank account or anything.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, like, claim that I'm you. No, although, I guess she's doing that. But, you know, she's not trying to, like, steal all their money. She's just literally like...
She's just jacking
I want
their
to be.
Stees.
You know, like, when you see someone walking down the street, and you're like, man, your hair looks great, and I love your outfit, and you just look really cool. That's like basically what she's done.
Yeah.
She's just been like, look at this person who I like. Well, I don't think she probably likes them at this point. I've been trapped
or
in a
basement.
Or maybe
she does. She's like, she's to that level where she's completely obsessed with them. But yeah, also true. On the run. I think that's one thing I really like about this narrative is, you know, the characters are so complex.
It's almost like we make up as we go along, song by song, without
like
thinking
about
the future.
We don't have a plan.
I realized last night, I was walking home from the pub and listening to this album, as you do, because it's the best album ever made. And I realized we're going to have a real tough time going from Over Now to Fake.
Yeah. But we'll find a way.
We'll figure it out.
And then they say, and I'm begging you, and we get into the chorus.
Somebody notice, somebody notice, I'm fading away here. What have I got to do to make you see? My girlfriend is a wannabe, and she wants to be me.
So that's the chorus.
I'm saying
on to
something's
second
wrong.
Verse.
Sorry, I just couldn't help it.
Very fair. So we get somebody notice, please. Somebody notice. I'm fading away here.
It's like it's like there can only be one of them. There can only be one three-headed busted boy.
No, I'd say you might emotionally feel like you're fading away.
Oh, yeah,
depending on how much she's convinced people.
She's going around with one head, being like,
and
you know,
people
like,
are like, yeah, you know, this is busted.
You know, in the Year 3000 music video, when they like sneak past that big crowd and then lock busted in their changing room.
Yeah.
That's what she's done.
Yeah.
So she's gone out on stage
like
and they're like,
from the Year 3000 in the Year 3000 music video.
Well, she snuck in and then she's locked them in their
changing, sex dungeon.
In their change room when they're doing a show, because they're still rock stars in this timeline. And then she's gone out on stage and they're like, oh, it's fine, she's a one-headed woman.
Yeah.
They'll realise. But then the crowd just like fucking love it.
Yeah.
They're like, that's the best show you've ever done. And like, no, we're fading away.
What am I gonna do to make you see my girlfriend is a wannabe and she wants to be me?
I like how they're like, she's a wannabe. Like, that's bad enough. But she wants to be me? Nah.
So, in the live version of this, in the, from a Ticket for Everyone, the live DVD they did before they broke up the first time, they said...
What do you mean, the first time?
Well, it's going to happen at some point.
Then he broke up once. What are you trying to say, Carl?
Charlie says at the beginning that it's about a girl who went through the process of being... going. Okay, here we go. Here's what Charlie said. He said, process doobie girl, girl doobie process is yes.
Oh, that sounds like the Charlie we know and love.
Yeah.
Charlie he from said, the band, not the podcast.
There we go, we got it in.
We got it in.
Oh, God. Okay, he says, it was about a girl who went through the process of having a sex change to be like us. And then he said, it's strange, but... as if he was going to say it's true, and then they just started the song.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So do you think that that's true, or if that's just the idea they had?
Shall I Google it?
I feel like I'd know more about it if it was true. Yeah, Google it.
Getting a sex change to be like busted. It's going to look weird on my search history.
Nah, I think it's going to look pretty standard.
It's in line with everything else.
Yeah.
How I learned how to orgasm after sex reassignment surgery. No. There's nothing. I feel like there would be at least like a news article
so
about it.
So that's the actual concept of the song, and obviously we're taking it our way.
Okay. That's a really weird idea for a song. Yeah. I'm just saying, Buster. Like... just to be like, hey guys, we're just sitting around the table one day, like, with the Matrix. Like, guys, I've had this great idea for a song. And they're like, yeah, hit me up. They're like, oh, it's about, like, when you've just broken up with someone and then, like, you want to just, you're like, I'm fine, but you're not actually fine. It's like you're lying to yourself and then the song progresses with the music and it's beautiful. And they're like, oh, no, we already wrote that one. That one's called 3 AM and it's real good. No, this is a different song. This is where, imagine this. So there's a girl and they're like, oh, yeah, I like where this is going. And then she has a sex change because she wants to be like us. And they're like, you've done it. You've done it. Greatest song of all time.
It's a really good song as well. We've just been ribbing into this, but we love this song.
Yeah, this song's great. We'll get to that in the rankings.
Yeah. So after She Wants to Be Me, we hear another... just the end of the guitar of the intro again. It's just a the quicker part of the lead over the one chord, so it sounds just like high energy and like it's leading to something. Now Charlie starts singing. Do you want to take that,
I'd
Charlie,
love to.
From the podcast?
I'm saying something's wrong. She's out back playing soccer. She used to do ballet. Now she's a heavy smoker.
Like those are, you know, the opposite of each other.
I like, also, this doesn't make, now you've just told me that this was about a sex change. This doesn't make, like, you can.
Now it seems kind of gender role-y.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of an issue.
Now it's worse.
I'm sorry. That's, I made, okay, the song worse.
Before it's just like, hey, like, why, like, she's just changed her interest. That's fine. And now it's, yeah, like, oh no, you're saying that, like,
she does boy things.
She does
now.
Boy things now.
Because, instead of girl things.
Yeah,
boy, no, things like heavily smoke.
Yes.
And
I don't
girl
know,
things
I
like
don't know any girls who
ballet.
Smoke. That is a purely male hobby. It's not really a hobby, is it?
Hobby.
It's not really a hobby. Addiction, I guess.
Yeah. So here's the bit that caused the most discontent last time we did this.
And just every time I listen to the song, to be honest with you.
She's so obsessed with me. Now she stands up to pee. And Charlie's still singing it. But instead of Charlie saying the stands up to pee bit, they switch out the singer for one line to James. So that line really... So you're aware that that line is
which
happened.
I maintain is to Charlie being like, I refuse to say that.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a serious artiste. I'm not going to say the line, now she stands up to pee.
And now her stupid games have started taking over.
Like playing soccer.
Yeah, the stupid game of soccer.
Yeah. They're like, come on, we need to go, like, out to get shopping or whatever. Like, we need to pay the bills. We need to do these important things. And she's like, I'm too busy out by playing soccer and smoking. And they're like, oh, these stupid games.
That was weird, Charlie.
Yeah, it was. Shall I do the next verse?
Yeah, go for it.
Don't need no special help. No need to see a doctor. I know you're worried, but I'm telling you, just watch her. So this is where I feel like in the song we start to get the role reversal of, like,
yeah,
she's out and it's making them go crazy. Like,
because
they're like,
people don't believe.
Don't need no. They don't believe me. What? But no, she wants to be me. Look at her haircut. Look at her red guitar. These are exclusively things. Ask her favorite words. Ask her. Do you know my favorite words are? Fuck you. Do you know what her favorite words are? Fuck you. Oh, damn.
Woohoo!
So that's the verse.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. The busted boy is reassuring people that they don't need to see a doctor. Which, coming from the first verse where they said, at first I told myself I need my head inspected, means that they're become resound in thinking that this is definitely the case as well, that they're losing their mind.
Yeah.
And nobody believes them, but their girlfriend is definitely just taking over their entire life. Which, you know,
but
it's,
that's bloody
that
women, am I right, Carla?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you are right, Charlie.
I was joking.
I'm a sexist.
I love men. I am a meninist. That's a really weird, that's a really bad, like, voice grab, isn't it? I feel like this is funny, but, like, living it in the moment, I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever done. You know? But I feel like listening back to this, I'll be like, hey, that was pretty good. Good job, Taj, Charlie. Are you laughing that I'm a meninist?
I'm laughing that I said I was sexist and you just went, I love men!
Good times.
Oh, okay. I'm genuinely in pain. Okay. Alright, okay. So he's telling people to watch her, which I think is brave on their part, because they're aware that she's broken out of, you know, detainment illegally on their part.
Oh, look, if America can illegally detain people, why can't Busted, am I right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Busted, America, what's the difference? Now, they say... It's like she's cracked my code, knows things I've never spoke of. She wants sex all the time and still finds time to jerk off. But in the song, they just go,
Jerker! Okay, so she's. Do they think that she has just, like, actually become them? She's like, she knows things I never spoke of. Like, she's in my mind.
Or maybe, you know, I think it's implying that she. Well, yeah, they never spoke of it to anybody.
Yeah. I reckon they talk to themselves and don't realise that they're talking out loud.
Yeah, they think they have ESP. But
they're huddled in the corner, like, hey, remember that time we crashed that wedding and killed everyone? And the other head's like, yeah, and they're like, good job we're not saying this out loud so the police will hear.
She wants sex all the time. So that's evidence that it's kind of a Stockholm Syndrome thing. That, you know, she's kind of broken in and obsessed with them now because she's still trying to shag them.
Yeah.
And she's managing to scare them off now with her libido.
With her furious masturbation. I love how, like, they're like, she still finds time to jerk off. Like, well, what else is she doing? You've locked her in a room for 24 hours a day.
It sounds like she's been pretty fucking busy, actually. Playing football, crashing other people's cars into buses. That's it. Buying
getting
guitars,
haircuts,
getting haircuts.
That's why she's wearing
the amount of fucking haircuts
well.
You'd have to have to be copying Busted's haircuts
every like 20 minutes. She's like,
that's
I gotta
like
go
a
back.
Fucking day job. That is, yeah. The day job of getting haircuts.
everyone's dream job.
We get a repetition of the bridge now. It says, she looks like, does like, sounds like me. She's stealing my identity.
And I'm begging you.
We get the chorus again, which is the same for the first half. And then it goes, she wants to be me. I'm not joking. She won't stop provoking me. I'm going under. What have I got to do to make you see my girlfriend is a wannabe and she wants to be me? Son? They don't say son. I just added that in.
She wants to be me son. He did such a good job at college. He's got such a good job. That was the worst thing I've ever done.
That's a real good clips coming out of this episode.
I feel like you can carry your tiredness quite well. I feel like it's very obvious when I'm tired.
I'm such a headache. It is really sane. Okay. Yeah, have we got anything to say about she won't stop provoking me?
I feel like they probably deserve
provocation.
Provocation. I did the exact same thing last time.
I think you did.
I tried to say that word and I was like, I don't know how this word sounds.
I'm going under is a line from the second chorus.
I'm going under, what am I going to do to make you see?
So the weight of it all is really starting to mount on Busted. Yeah. They're getting a taste of their own medicine.
Yeah, they realize how horrible they are.
Yeah. And
maybe they'll change.
Of medicine. Now we get the most insane part of this song and possibly any Busted song ever.
Okay. Yes. We have a great genius to go along with it as well. Should I just run through like the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in the loony bin. Wearing a pale pink... Oh, just before we start, this is James singing, but in, like, a very bad, like, girl voice.
Not yet, so yeah, the impersonation comes in, only the second.
So, I'm in the loony bin, wearing a pale pink nightie. The nurse comes through the door and whispers so politely. Then this is when he does the voice. Your boyfriend's here to see you. Look pretty, take a bath. I love his silly band. Can I get his autograph? But it's very like, can I get his autograph?
Yeah. Your boyfriend's here to see you. Look pretty. Take a bath. I love
a silly
band.
Can I?
And also,
I'm pretty sure
really
it
sounds
shitty.
Like it really sounds like shitty band when they sing it.
I love a shitty band. Can I get his autograph?
This is the first evidence we ever see in Busted just sort of acknowledging that they're a silly band as well.
Yeah, being like,
which is quite
self-referential.
Which is a step. That's a step for James.
So should we go back to what Skipper's Bay said about this?
Yes.
So this is just wrong. He has swapped lives with her. He is now the girl in the mental hospital and she is the singer in Busted. Now I feel like
which implies that she was in a mental hospital in the first place.
I feel like what he means by this is that the point of view character for the song has swapped.
Yeah.
Because that is quite obvious that the point of view character has now swapped to the woman being in a mental institute.
Mm.
Not that she is now busted and they are in the mental institute. But yeah, but for the purposes of our thing, our narrative, they are in a mental institute.
Yeah, they're in a mental institute now. They've cracked and they've gone in. They either by their own admission or someone has had them fucking sectioned.
Someone saw them just driving into a bus over and over again and was like, these guys need help.
They're in the loony bin now. The Miss McKenzie, as busted, because she's that far deep under her own invented cover, is coming to visit them, fooling the nurses, who now believe that busted are a girl. I think. Actually, it just says boyfriend's here to see you, so that might not be the case.
Your boyfriend's here to see you. Look pretty, take a bath. I love you.
This is fucking insanity.
This, even for a busted song.
Even without this narrative, this is weird and just odd. And I love it. But what the fuck?
You're busted. What the frick?
What the frickity ding dang?
What the heck do you think you're doing, busted?
Gosh darn fuck.
Oh, so then there's another bridge. And it's exactly the same. She looks like, does like, sounds like me. She's stealing my identity and I'm begging you. And then we just have the chorus.
We do.
Which is, it's the second chorus.
But it's got a special ending. They say the words, she wants to be me three times. The first two, it's just hitting on the one chord with a drum fill in between them. So it's kind of pretty standard rock ending. Just end songs in a really, you know, fun environment if you're live. But then on the last one, they say, she wants to be me. They hit a quite off-key chord. And they go, they don't say me so much as they go, meh. It's real good.
It is good.
It's a really cool ending. At the end of this song, busted are in a mental institution.
And Miss McKenzie is now touring the world as busted.
As busted. She's busted now.
I bet she'll make better music.
And everybody is none the wiser. So, we're going to talk about the ranking now. As we said, we've done this already. So
yeah,
we're more
and
just
we also we had
through.
A third person as well.
We had a third person,
the lovely Chris. And I mean, the dickhead Chris who I hate.
Yeah, piece of shit, Chris.
No, you like Chris. I hate Chris. That's the
okay.
Way it works.
Sorry, try it again.
That piece of shit, Chris.
Yeah, fucking hate that guy.
I mean, we'll get there. Yeah.
Did I do it wrong again?
Yeah, but it's fine. No one knows.
Okay. I'm really trying. So, believe it or not. Okay, I have to calculate because we've done more episodes since then. I'm trying not to include. So this ranked in at third when we
Which
did this.
We really haven't done it justice. It is a really good song. Like, yeah. The music is really good. The lyrics are, like, obviously dumb, but they're very funny. And I like that they're quite self-aware.
Yeah.
Which obviously leads to our personal preference score being very high also.
Yeah. So for music, the two of us and Chris from Dungeons and Dragons gave it 8.17 on average for high school because the guitar production is
that.
Great. Why? What did I do?
8.17.
Ugh. Well, it is.
It's 8.17.
Okay, let me try it again. Okay. For music, we gave it Chris is a stupid piece of shit out of 10.
You're very good.
Thanks, man. we gave it 8.17.
We gave it 8.17. I'll go for Carlisle's dumb way of reading numbers.
Okay, we gave it 8.107, and because the guitar leads are all really good, it's really well produced. the vocals, especially in the chorus, the boys are hitting some high notes, and they sound great.
Mm.
You know, it's a powerful rock song. It's infectious and it's fun to listen to, and it's well written, and it just gets your head bopping and it gets you in a jumpy mood. It's a great song, and the music really reflects how well written it is. It's a good score, and it's deservedly so.
And then for lyrics, we gave it an 8.
8 out of 10.
Which seems ridiculously high.
It does
now.
Seem high, yeah.
But I mean, they're dumb.
They're dumb. They know they're unabashedly dumb. Yeah. They're not dumb in like a way that's really worth criticizing for being dumb.
And
they're
I realize how hypocritical this is.
They're
when
thoroughly
we
entertaining.
Criticize songs like Year 3000 for having dumb lyrics. However, this is our list, so we'll do how we want. This song is funner.
I think this is a more focused concept that isn't just ripping stuff off. They have their concept. Except for the sort of gender roly bit, the lyrics are thorough and they work with the concept well without becoming unoriginal. And they even throw in some completely weird left ball stuff you'd never see coming, like the fucking the bridge where they're in a mental institute and they fool the nurse and stuff. I mean, that's hysterical. I wish they did a music video for this song. Yeah,
imagine.
Can you imagine? I think that's why we gave it such a high score. I mean, even when it's dumb, it knows that it's dumb, and it's better for being dumb.
This is actually quite a strange thing, but the personal preference score was 7.67, which is lower than both the other scores.
Yeah.
Which is quite odd. It's usually the other way around. It's usually we're like, everything in this song is terrible, but I still love it.
Yeah. I think we're at the point where everything is technically great and works for the song. It's just not as infectious as other songs for us.
Yeah.
I love this song so much. It's, as Charlie said, it's a 7.67 score, which I think probably came from me and Charlie probably giving it an 8 and,
Chris giving it a 7. Bloody Chris.
But yeah, I'll stand
That's why
by
I hate you.
Yeah, man, Chris, fuck that guy and his 0.17s, 0.17. I'll figure it out later. 7.67, It's a fairly good score, I think, for personal preference. I think all that really matters is just that we love this song because it's dumb, it's fun to sing, it always brings a smile to my face.
And that evens out a 7.95 average, which is only 0.05 lower than Sleeping With The Light On,
which was
crazy.
Second place, yeah, at the time. So
and still maybe don't spoil still maybe. The future.
That was the spoiler noise.
Should we talk about the high point then the low point?
Yeah. So this is what we decided: the high point and the low point would be doodly do dee doo do.
You know, earlier when I said I think you can tell when I'm tired, but you carry it off really well. I take that back.
So for the high point, we said the bridge, the loony bin bit, because it's fucking just
it's so
bizarre
good.
And really funny.
And James does a hilarious voice. It's just like the best thing probably in any song ever.
Yeah, it's been a while since we did something like that. Yeah, when we had Chris on to discuss this, he said that more so than any other Busted song, listening to this had his like mouth agape, like he was so flabbergasted by what he was hearing. And I think that the bridge is sort of the high point of that part of this song, but not even in a bad way, where it's just like, I can't believe I've heard that, and my life is enriched for having heard it even.
And then our low point we decided on was it's written down, just all sorts of things around she stands up to be. Just the whole concept of her being so, like,
so male now.
Enamoured with them. That she's just like, I'm not going to sit down to pee like a girl.
I'm pee
gross.
Like busted peas.
I don't think anyone's ever been obsessed with them that badly.
I think that was mostly a force driven by Chris, who just detests that line so much.
Yeah, when Chris listened to the song for the first time, he literally messaged us and was like, does this song have the lyric, now she stands up to pee in it? And we were like, yes. Yes, it does, and it's fucking great. It's the best thing I've ever heard.
So we've done this once already, and I can't remember what the question you gave us
was. Oh, me neither. And it's
which
course
means
I haven't
you
got one.
Have to come up with a different one now. So
I'll sit and wait here. It was a hey Carlisle. So if you were in the loony bin, what color would your pale nighty be?
Green.
Green. That's a good nighty color.
Yeah,
I think I'd go for like a lilac.
It, but I don't want to. Thanks for listening to a podcast.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I feel like this episode has just been terrible.
I think it's been our best. As we've said, it's better than literally anything else that's ever happened.
Yes. So,
remember when the Emancipation Proclamation was a thing? We fucking beat that shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Moon
sure.
landing. Get out of here.
Donald Trump being elected president.
Get out of here. We're the best thing. The Shawshank Redemption. Hey, why don't you sure suck my dick?
Oh my god.
Made no sense.
That is
we are better than Star Wars.
We are bigger than Jesus.
We are bigger than the Beatles and Jesus. If we are bigger than Paul McCartney, but he's sitting on Jesus' shoulders.
I'm so tired, Carl.
And they're having a play like a swimming pool chicken fight with John and Harry, and Ringo's just sort of watching.
Bye. Are you saying bye? I'm just
imagine Jesus Paul McCartney on his shoulders, and he's like slapping John Lennon. He's on George Harrison's shoulders, and Ringo Starr's just like to the side and sad because he's not been included. Because they were like, "Sorry, Ringo, this is a four-person game, and Jesus is visiting today." Are you still recording? Or did you? Okay. Okay.